It's good to welcome you to our Christmas Day celebration. And what a great day to come and remember why we are celebrating. I want us during this service just to take our time as we go through this service to look at the word Christmas. Because really, Christmas explains what we are doing today. Because the word Christmas, I've had it printed out in front of you here, really helps us to think, what are we doing today? And all we have to do, really, is if we divide the word up, we've got two words. Does anyone tell me what those two words are? Yeah?
Christ and Mass.
Christ and Mass. And really, that's the great celebration today, because we remember Christ and we remember Mass. Does anyone know what Mass means? Do you know what Mass means? A celebration. And that's why I put my box of celebrations right there. Do you want to, who wants to hand those out for me? Some celebrations hand out, because today is a celebration. But can anyone tell me what Christ is? What does Christ is? What do you think?
Yeah.
Savior, that's brilliant. Because Christ, it's not Jesus's surname. Now, when I went round schools with this, everybody thinks Christ is Jesus's surname, like I'm Simon Hudson. But Christ is not his surname, it's his title. It means he's the Savior. So today we remember that Jesus is the ultimate
hero.
He is the one who came to rescue us, to save us, and he's not a multi-million cinema showing. He is a real historical person who is the greatest hero of all. Who wants to hand out some heroes? Do you want to hand them out for me? So today, we remember it's a celebration of Christ Jesus, who is our hero, who is the one who has come to rescue us. And what a great day to be in church to remember Jesus is our hero, and we can celebrate him as we remember him on the day that he came into the earth and was born. So as we begin our worship, let me read some words of that first Christmas story. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, and this is what we need to listen today, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." Let's just take a moment on this most holy of days, just to be quiet as we pray. And remember that we are celebrating Jesus, the Christ, our Saviour, our Rescuer. Lord Jesus, we thank you on this Christmas day, a day of celebration where we remember God becoming a man. When we remember Jesus coming into the world, we remember he came into the world to be the great rescuer, to be the Messiah, to be the Saviour. And this Christmas day, we want to celebrate Jesus as the Christ, as the rescuer. And as we remember, help us to know the peace and the joy of Christmas. But most of all, may we come and recognize on this Christmas day, we want to give all the glory to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So let's stand and sing that most familiar of carols, O Little Town of Bethlehem. As we go through this service, we want to remember that Christmas is about Jesus being the greatest hero and a celebration of that. But I also want to see what other words we can find from the word Christmas. And if you want to, I've got some sheets at the back, and you can see if you can find all the words that you can find from Christmas and see if any of them I might use in this service. So if you want to, feel free to do that. But the first word I want us to help understand about Christmas, for those of you who are observant, will already see the first word that I want us to think about. And it begins... Where's next? I wonder whether anyone would get this word or even know what this word means. There we are. That's the first word. Chart. What is a chart? What is a chart? Anyone know what a chart is? A navigational aid. Isn't that great? What a great definition. Didn't expect that one. A navigational aid. But actually, that's true. But a chart is actually a copy, a paper copy of a navigational aid. And often you chart maps. You write down maps to show where you're going. And the first thing I just want us to think about Christmas, as we celebrate it today, that actually this is not something that suddenly appeared out of the blue. This is not something that is just myth. This is something that had been charted for thousands and thousands of years. And we suddenly read that as we look in our Old Testament, that was written long before Jesus was born, that there were many prophecies, future predictions about the Christ, the Messiah. And Jesus fulfilled them all. The chance of one person fulfilling 8 of those prophecies, and there are over 30 of them, one chance of one person fulfilling all of them is like me labeling one grain of sand, putting it in all the sand in the whole world, and you finding it. It is not very likely to happen, but it is recorded that Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies. And as we think about Christmas, the first thing I want you to think about is that it's true. I want you to remember that it's true, it happened. And you need to look at the evidence. This isn't just like, as I said at the carol service, a modern Star Wars, a myth, a story. This happened. This is history. And actually part of what we do at Christmas is to look into the reliability of who Jesus was. There's a lovely passage in 1 Peter that says, concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of the Messiah and the glories that would follow. And so we think all the prophets who gave these prophecies about the Christ were looking, were studying, were searching all the documents, all the charts to find out when it would happen, why it would happen, what it would look like concerning our salvation. Because it's true. How much more should we, Peter says, those of us who live this side of the birth of Jesus, look into these things, check them out, test that they're true. And the verse goes on to say, and it comes up on the screen, that the story is about angels. But 1 Peter 1 tells us that even the angels long to look into these things. Even the angels in heaven who announced the good news of Jesus, the coming of Jesus, even they long to look in to the prophecies, what Jesus came for, why he came, why he died, and how he can bring our salvation and rescue to us all. So if the prophets do, if the angels long in to look into these things, the challenge this Christmas is to say, are you going to read a Bible? Are you going to open up a Bible and to see what were Christians, what the church tells you about Jesus is true? Or if you are a Christian, are you going to look at the story? Are you going to read again about this Christ, this rescuer? And are you going to long to look into it? Are you long to study it and to grasp it and to rejoice at it? Because that's what Christmas tells you. The angels told us about Jesus and they long to look into the truth. What about you? How do you see Christmas? Do you see it as a myth, as a story, as something that's nice? Or will you use it this Christmas to look into the truth of the Christ, of Jesus? Do you desire and have a passion to find out more about it? Because that's what Christmas should lead you to. Let's stand again and sing another famous carol. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Let's be those who are passionate about this Saviour, about this Christ. And let it fill us to find out more. Let's stand together. Now there's two more words I want us to think about now. The first one is a noisy word. Has anyone just come up with a noisy word? From there? From there? Anyone come up with a noisy word? What? It begins with... Pardon? Crash! Brilliant! A lovely noisy word. Crash. If I can spell. There we are. Crash. Because the Christmas story is about someone's life who had a big crash and whose life went crashing down. And I thought we'd make a big crash. Who wants to be a big crash today? Yeah, oh, will I? Yeah, come on you two, come on then. Are you ready? You've got to stand up in front of everyone. You hold one end. Are you ready? You've got to hold tight. I don't know how much noise it will make. Hold really, really tight. Are we ready? 3, 2, 1, pull. Oh, dear. It didn't, that ruined it. It didn't make a crash. Where is the noise? Oh, here we are. Come on then, you pull it. Let's see if I can hold it without burning myself. Are we ready? Yay! We made a crash. Yes, you can take one there. Brilliant. Because there was a big crash of someone's life, and that person was Mary. Mary was a young teenage girl, and she had a big fright when an angel appeared to her and gave her some shocking news that she was going to be pregnant outside of marriage. No doubt her world could have come tumbling down. But she chose to turn to God and to trust God. And at this Christmas, I often think sometimes when our world tumbles down, when things happen that we don't expect, it can cause two things to happen. It can either cause us to turn away and blame God and say, what are you doing? Or it can cause us, like Mary, to say, I trust you. I will obey you. Let it be to me according to your word. And sometimes people come to faith in difficult circumstances, because it's when their life comes crashing that they get to think, what is it all about? And that they need a rescuer, a Messiah who they can trust. And Christmas isn't always easy for people. And if Christmas is not easy for you, can I encourage you not to turn away from God, but actually, as Mary did, come to God and say, he can be my rescuer. He can be my help. Whatever 2020 holds, God can be with me and be my rescuer. So Mary's life went crashing. But the next word I want to think is about what you call the Christmas songs. They are the... In the charts, you call them the hits. I think we can... Come here, I need some help. Come on. Let's spell hits. Can we spell hits somehow? Get me an I. Where's an I? An I and a T. There we are. Brilliant. Because Christmas is about the hits. Do we know who made number one? I don't even know who made Christmas number one. It was what? Sausage roll. I love sausage rolls. Christmas number one. Okay, well, moving on quickly. Okay. But actually, when we come to Christmas, there is really only one greatest hit of all time. And that is the song that the angels sang. The angels sang. Just imagine the theme as the sky was filled with millions and millions of angels singing glory to God. That must have been a really religious experience, a very spiritual experience. And the shepherds were part of it. But actually, as we think about the shepherds, we don't think about Mary in times of trouble needing to turn to God. Often I find that, like the shepherds, many of us have spiritual experiences. Many of us have been to church at particular times, and we've experienced something of God. Maybe in church, maybe outside of church. We've had this spiritual experience that there is a God. But for some of us, we just leave it as a one-hit wonder. And the shepherds, they could have just said, wow, that was amazing. What an experience that was. I really felt the glory and presence of God. And then they could have gone back to the rest of their lives. But they didn't. They said to each other, let us see. Let us go and see this Saviour. And I don't know about you whether you've had religious experiences. But they're not enough. And Christmas should drive you to finding this Jesus and coming to search him and discover that in him is the light of the world. In him is the ultimate relationship with God that we can know. So I don't know where you are in your faith journey this Christmas. I don't know whether your life is crashing around you. Well, then the Christmas story tells us to find Jesus. I don't know whether you've had a religious experience or when you've come to church over Christmas, you felt something. Perhaps then you could also need to be encouraged to search out who this Jesus is. Because Christmas is about the celebration of the Christ, the rescuer. We're going to sing again. Get which carol we're going to sing? We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, that greatest hit that was celebrated. We're going to sing as we remind ourselves the shepherds, they had a religious experience, but that wasn't enough. They needed to come and find Jesus. Let's stand and sing. So we've heard about Mary, whose life went crashing, but she found Jesus. We've heard about the shepherds, who had a religious experience, but that wasn't enough. They had to go and find Jesus. But I want to think about another character and another part of the story, who was visited by at least three people who were wearing something on their heads, which might be another word we get. From Christmas. Anyone got this word? Hats. Come on, Josh. Come on. Spell hats for me. I got my helper. That's brilliant. They were wearing special hats. The three, as we often traditionally understand them, to be the three magi, the three wise men. And they came to Herod. And they came to Herod and they told Herod about the Messiah. They told Herod about the Christ being born. And so Herod did what all of us should do when we hear other people tell us that Jesus is the rescuer. He went to ask, what did the Bible say about this rescuer? Was he really coming? Where would he come? How would we know he was coming? And so when people touched his life about the Messiah, about the Christ, he went to research it. But the problem was with Herod. The problem with Herod is that he knew that if he really had to acknowledge the baby was the Christ, the Messiah, it would change his life. It would change his standing. It would change his reputation. It would change his lifestyle. And he wasn't prepared for that change. And I don't know about you, when you may know Christians, you may know people who follow this Jesus and find him to be their Christ, their Saviour, who say that he's changed their lives and he's given them a new joy, peace and hope and a new encounter with God as Father. You may know people who say that. Like Herod, you need to check it out. See, is this what the Bible says? What would he look like? How would I find that? But then ultimately, you have to make that choice for yourself. Because finding Jesus as the Christ changes our lives. Changes how we are to live our lives and for who we live our lives. And maybe like Herod, you feel it may be true, but it's going to cost me too much. But you may be like those magi who travelled thousands and thousands of miles, and they travelled to give their gifts, their presence, their lives in the worship of the Christ. That's the choice we all have to make. And that's one of the reasons we give presents on Christmas Day. And that's why I encourage people, if you've got a Christmas present today, we want to see them. So if you've got a Christmas today, present today, do you want to come forward? I have to say, my wife's not well today, but I need you to promise her that I wore the tie that she bought me. Because she knows what I'm like, and she knows that I really did not want to wear this. So she will ask you whether I wore it, okay? I'm not convinced it shows much of her love for me, but there we are. But that's my Christmas present. So I did wear it, okay? And let's just take a moment just to sit quietly and just to reflect this Christmas on the Messiah, on the Christ. And if we've come to believe he is our Christ, let's just take a moment to think, what could we give him this Christmas? The wise men brought their gifts. What can we give him? Maybe it's just a thank you. Maybe it's to acknowledge that he is God. Maybe it's to ask him to help you, that you accept him. Let's just take a moment as we celebrate Jesus as the great rescuer. Lord Jesus, you did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. But you made yourself a servant, you humbled yourself, and you became a man. And you became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted you to the highest place and gave you the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so, Lord Jesus, as one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess, so our gift to you this Christmas, Jesus, is to humbly kneel before you and acknowledge you as our Lord. Our gift to you this Christmas is to say, Jesus, you are Lord, you are Messiah, but you are my Lord and my God and my Saviour. Accept our worship on this Christmas day. Amen. Now, I don't know how many other words you have got from the word Christmas, but there's one particularly relevant to the Christmas story that we haven't used so far. Has anyone discovered one more that is particularly relevant to the Christmas story? Josh knows. Bethan, do you know? What do you reckon? You must have lots. Star. There we are. Because the Christmas story is about a star that appeared. But I want us to just finish and think about the star. Because the star that the Magi saw was not really the star of the story. Because who was the star of the story? Jesus. And there was a prophecy telling about a star would rise. In Numbers, there's a prophecy that says the star will rise, the Messiah will come from Judah. Because the star in the sky was there to point to the real star, the one who would come as the light of the world, the one who would come from heaven to earth. And as Martin Luther saw and put his Christmas tree in his home, was to say the star came down onto this earth. Because Jesus is the light of the world. He lightens the darkness. Jesus is the one who brings the glory of God onto earth. He is the star. But this Christmas, there is still darkness around. But the hope of Christmas is this star Jesus who died and rose again and ascended into heaven. This star will rise again. This star will be seen again. And Christmas is about this Messiah coming again. And 2 Peter, we read this. We also have the prophetic message, this message that Jesus is coming again, as something completely reliable. And you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Because what Christmas story is about is that as Jesus was born, as the Messiah came on earth, so the prophecy says that Jesus will come again. He will come again, not as a baby, not into a dark place. He will come as the risen Lord Jesus, and he will come and fill this world with his glory. His light will shine and all darkness will disappear, because he is the star. And so Peter says we need this star to rise in our hearts, because only those who know the presence of Jesus, the light of Jesus in them, can live within the light when Jesus comes again. And this is why it's so important this Christmas to get this message out. Jesus is coming again. The dawn will come. All darkness and injustice and sin and pain and suffering and grief will be gone. Jesus will come again. The dawn is coming. But it's for those who he is rising within their hearts. And that's why this Christmas, it's so important to receive this Jesus, this Christ as your star. It's so important that you realise the greatest gift was not the gift of the Magi, but was the gift of the star from heaven to each of us. And this Christmas, we need to receive that star so that we will be ready for when that star appears again in glory, when Jesus comes again to establish his kingdom on this world. And unless we tell you that, we are only telling you part of the Christmas story. Because the prophecies about Jesus coming first time is also included with prophecies about him coming again to establish his kingdom on this world. Because he is the great rescuer, and we are celebrating him. So are you ready for this baby who came, who grew up, who died, and is now ascended into heaven? Are you ready for that star to rise again? And are you allowing him to rise in your heart? And that's why we enjoy Christmas. That's why we celebrate him and allow him to be with us. So let's pray before we sing our final song, which is Light of the World, You Step Down into Darkness. As we recognise that we've come to worship him, we've allowed his light to rise in our lives. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, we declare that you are the bright morning star. We declare you are the one who brought light to our world. But we also declare this day, this Christmas day, that as we celebrate you, Jesus, as the Christ, we ask that you will be light in our lives. And as we believe this Christmas story, this Christmas message to be true, may Jesus, light of the world, be light in us. Be born in us. Give us light and life this Christmas. And Lord Jesus, for all those who are here at church this morning on this special holy day, we pray, Jesus, your light, your star will rise in their hearts by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. One more word as we close. I don't think any of you got this word. Because actually, that's how most people celebrate Christmas. Because what's missing from Christmas? I am. Well done. And actually, we need to be part of this Christmas story, or we're not celebrating Christmas. Unless we are prepared to recognise that Jesus is the Christ, then we're not part of the story. But if you believe in him and allow his star to rise in your hearts, you truly will be able to celebrate Christmas. So make sure you don't celebrate a Christmas, but you celebrate a Christmas as you take your part of worshipping with the angels, of seeking out the Messiah with the shepherds, of bringing your gifts as the Magi, but ultimately of following the Christ, the Son of the living God. May I wish you and all your families a very happy Christmas.